Farm leaders hold a U.S. Senate forum. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox. U.S. Senator Lamar Alexander and his Democratic challenger Gordon Ball participated in the Tennessee Farm Bureau's U.S. Senate forum yesterday at Tennessee Tech's Hyder Burks Ag Pavilion in Cookeville.
Well, I appreciate the Farm Bureau doing this. I respect the Farm Bureau. It has 650,000 members. They visit me regularly. They go through their – I pay attention to them because they involve their members in all their positions. So this was a good opportunity. It was a good chance to show what the real choice is in the election.
I'm glad we were able to discuss other issues, and he discussed his views. I discussed mine. The one thing that I didn't get to discuss and because of time is the fact that we need to do this debate across the state.
Farm Bureau leaders from across the state attended the forum to hear the candidates' positions on several issues, but specifically to agriculture, labor, the economy, and the environment. Afterwards, each candidate met with members of the media to tell more about why they are looking for the rural vote.
Well, I think the rural people of Tennessee want what I do, which is a new direction for our country. And if you want to change the direction of our country, you need to change the majority in the Senate. And I represent a new majority in the Senate, and my opponent represents going in the same direction that Barack Obama is going.
And Knoxville attorney Gordon Ball talks about why he is hopeful for the rural vote.
I'm a rural person. I grew up in a one-bedroom house trailer on the banks of the Pigeon River. I know what it's like to be poor and work every day. And I am in favor of public education, which I think is the key to keeping our young farmers at home and working with them.
And for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.